Amen. Amen. Please have a seat, everybody. And if you're a little one, you're very welcome to come to the front. It is a family creative service, so we have kids at the front. If you want to come and sit down here, parents, you're very welcome to bring... I'm trying to unroll this carpet. Looks like it's been rolled up for the whole of summer. So little ones, you're very welcome to come and sit. Parents, you're very welcome to bring little ones. And we will have a conversation about what we saw in the video. As you're coming, parents, you might like to think about this as well. What I want to know is the answer to this question. What's your favorite thing about going to a party? Okay, so kids, have a think about that. Parents, have a conversation about that as well. What's your favorite thing about going to a party? What's the best thing about going to a party? All right, guys, and I'm going to ask you in a minute. So have a think and then tell me what your answer is. What's your favorite thing about going to a party? Free beer, I've heard. What's your favorite thing about going to a party then? Should we hear some thoughts? Who's got something they'd like to say? Guys, what's your favorite thing about going to a party? Who wants to say something? Go on. What's your favorite thing about going to a party?
Eating hot dogs.
Eating hot dogs. Nice. Who else has a thought? What's the other great things about going to a party? Grace is a little distracted by the teddy bears. That's okay. Anybody else got something they want to say? Any adults got something they want to say about what they love about going to a party? Free food. People. What do you think?
The games.
The games. Love a good party game. What's your favorite party game?
Don't know.
You'll have to teach me that game later. I'm not sure I know that. I love Pass the Parcel. That's my favourite game. We went to somebody's 18th birthday party. Who's 18 here? Anybody 18? Anyone nearly 18? Our daughter's nearly 18. So we went to an 18th birthday party. What do you think there was at the party when we were celebrating? There was chocolate. There was a lot of chocolate on the cake. There was cake. What else do you think there was? There were some sandwiches. Anything that was beyond food. there's a focus here, some hungry kids. There were some drinks. There wasn't a bouncy castle, but there was something to swing on. There were some balloons. What else do you think was at our party? What else do you have at parties? A what? Mario Kart? Do you know what? He was there, and they were playing Mario Kart. You're quite right. What else happens at parties? Dancing. There was a little bit of dancing. I thought you said wrestling then. That didn't happen. But presents were definitely there. Yeah, presents, dancing. Anybody? No, I was going to say anybody don't like parties. That's probably not the right day to ask that question. We all love going to parties, don't we? We've got Spider-Man punching people right now. We all love going to parties to celebrate with others. And the truth is this, right? That it's very hard to celebrate on your own. It's very hard to be happy unless you've got someone to share it with. And the whole point of having a party is that we get together with people and share our joy with them. So when we went to this birthday party, we had a lot of fun because it was our godson's 18th birthday. And so we celebrated with him and we made him feel really, really special. It wasn't Daisy. No, it was our godson. There's a little boy called Caleb. Well, he's not a little boy anymore. He's 18. He's an adult. Terrifying. So we celebrate together. And many of you have come today to celebrate Clara's baptism. It would be pretty dull if we baptized Clara without any friends and family here. That's the whole point of getting together and celebrating new birth. Another family from our church had a baby yesterday. It's very exciting, but they don't really want very many visitors right now because they're getting over the birth. But when we do get to celebrate new birth, it's so exciting. And for weddings and anniversaries, another family in our church celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary yesterday. An extraordinary achievement. Or maybe it's a promotion or exam results that you want to celebrate. We can't do it on our own. And we share an invitation with others that they might come and join our joy. And to invite other people means that we need to send out invitations saying, come along, we'd love for you to join our celebrating. And Jesus sent out a celebration as well. Jesus invited people, not just to a party for one day, but invited people to follow him and spend their lives learning about him. And those people who said yes to the invitation of Jesus got to see what the kingdom of God looked like. They got to see the healings that Jesus did. They got to see Jesus take 5 loaves and 5 fish and break it enough to feed 5,000 people. They got to see Jesus in control of creation and telling the storm to be still. They got to hear stories about how much God loved them. And Jesus is still doing the same stuff now, inviting us to follow him. The second invitation that Jesus gave to his followers was not just to come, but as we heard on the video, the second invitation was that Jesus said to go and share the same invitation with other people. 2 invitations, come and go. And maybe you don't know Jesus. Maybe you don't follow Jesus. Maybe this is the first time you've been in church for a very, very long time. But the invitation today is for you to respond to the love of God shown to us in Jesus. It's all the things that we're going to be saying about Clara, promising to help her learn about Jesus. Clara's a little baby over there. We're going to baptize her in a minute. And promising to her that we will do our best as a church community, as friends and family, to love her and help her know about God's love in Jesus. And we believe at St. Philip's Chapel Street that choosing to follow Jesus is the best decision anybody could ever make. Because it's a way of us learning what it means to live free and to live forgiven. It's a way to live full of the joy of the Holy Spirit, as the video showed us. And it's not always easy following Jesus. But it does promise you this, that when you're going through hard times, the presence of God is with you, that the whole of heaven is on your side, that we stand up for light and for life, that we get to live forgiven and free, recognizing that Jesus has won the victory over death, and he wants to share that victory with us, giving us hope that goes not just in this life, but beyond this life, past our own death, that we might be with him forever. And that's the invitation Jesus gives to come. And then the invitation Jesus gives for us to go is for those of us who do follow Jesus to share that love with other people. The great thing about reading the bit of the Bible that that video came from in Matthew 28, as Rick said, is that after Jesus had been risen from the dead and he was standing in front of his disciples, it says that they worshipped him, but some of them doubted. I don't know if you have any doubts or questions or things don't fully make sense to you about God and faith and life. But the wonderful thing to remember is that even Jesus' own disciples who saw Jesus standing in front of them had some doubts. And yet Jesus still said, I want you to go and tell others about me. The invitation of Jesus is to us, whether we're strong and full of faith or whether we have a whole bunch of questions and are not quite sure. And his invitation of love is that we might know him and follow him. And that they don't exclude us from being welcomed by Jesus. So that's why this September we've got a month of invitation. It's why we've got those three events that we want to particularly let people know about. We'd love for you, whether you're part of this church or you're visiting us today, to be invited to these three particular things coming up. We've got the Super Saturday, just a festival with music and food and a bar and fun with tours around the church and all sorts of things going on. We'd love for you to come. We'd love for you to pray that it's sunny as well, because it'll be much better outside. But we're planning just to have some fun together. And then the Sunday following that, we've got a guy called Paul Cowley who grew up in Salford. He had a troubled background and ended up in prison. And in prison, he met Jesus. He did the Alpha course and he came to faith in Jesus and his life began to change. He now lives in London and he's coming up to tell his story on that Sunday. So we've got a special guest speaker at all those services. We'd love for you to come and hear his story. And then on the Wednesday following that, on October the 2nd, we have our Alpha launch party. We've got free food, we've got free drink, and we're showing the first Alpha video, which asks the question, is there more to life than this? 20 minutes of some really helpful, challenging questions to make us think a bit more about life. We'd love for you to come. And we would love for you to invite your friends, your colleagues, your family, your neighbors, your fellow students to join us, that we might have a wider conversation about what it means to respond to the invitation that Jesus gives. So remember, you're invited to a party. And the party goes on literally forever. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you that you have conquered death. Thank you in the way that you lived your life, you showed us what the kingdom of God was like. Thank you that you invite us to a party that goes on forever, celebrating with you love and joy and peace. And I ask, Father, right now for anybody who doesn't follow you but wants to respond to that invitation, that even in this moment, they might hear the invitation of heaven. And maybe you want to say yes to the good news of Jesus today. And if that's the case, then I'd love to talk with you at the end. And so, Lord, as we come to the point where we're about to baptize Clara, for those of us who already follow you, Lord, we want to make a commitment again to be yours and yours alone, to give ourselves to you, just as you gave everything for us. And that we would share the invitation with others, that they might also get to respond to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.